The sounds of Arabs, Christians, and Jews celebrating the formation of Yes We Can Middle East Peace, a new interfaith coalition in Washington, D.C. They want to support President Barack Obama's initiatives for peace in the Holy Land through a two-state solution. Palestinian-American May Abdul Rahman is the co-chair of the evening's events.
I think what we would like to do is start really getting people engaged, discuss the issues of relevance, and come together based on a common objective, which is to advance a secured and just peace between Palestinians and Israelis.
This is wonderful.
Isn't this wonderful?
I congratulate you for it. Yes,
representatives from Washington's Arab, Jewish, and Christian communities attended. The purpose of the evening was to highlight the human cost of continuing the conflict through music and theater. Ramon Tassat, a Sephardic Jew, played Hebrew songs with a Spanish flair. Oud player Shawkat Sayyad performed popular Arab music.
In the Six-Day War.
Actors performed monologues from Israeli and Palestinian perspectives. Andra Bayless, an American Jew who coordinated the events, says the point is to share our common humanity.
We need to realize we are not different from one another. Just because you have a different religion or you're born in a different part of the world, we all experience the pain of a lost loved one. We all experience joy. And so we tried to capture that all in one in this particular grouping of performers.
And then I drove away, and the next morning your son was killed.
The highlight of the evening was the personal stories of Roby Donlan, an Israeli from Tel Aviv, and Mazen Faraj, a Palestinian from a refugee camp near Bethlehem. Both lost family members in the conflict. Mazen's father was killed by an Israeli soldier while walking home from the grocery store. Mazen told the audience, violent resistance will only lead to self-destruction.
Our case is a just case. It's not about killing. It's not about blood. It's not about that we like to kill anyone around the world. We're just looking for our rights and our freedom.
It's called cartooning in conflict.
Roby Danlin's son was killed by a Palestinian sniper while he was serving in the army. She says feelings of anger and hate will only lead to more misery and a continuation of the conflict.
I understood very soon that this man didn't kill my son because he was my son. He killed him because he was a symbol, you know, of an occupying army. That's a very difficult thing to say, but that's the truth. And I realized that anger just closes people down.
Yes We Can Middle East Peace is planning other events in the Washington, D.C. area. It is also organizing a grassroots campaign on university campuses around the U.S. to raise awareness. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.